Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Any bright new ideas from Ticketmaster this morning, Dean?
As I'm calling Ticketmaster now, the evil empire. Bum, 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 bum.
I guess. A lot of people are.
Yeah, boy, there's going to be some splaining to do once this whole thing settles down a little bit. Everybody's mad at Ticketmaster because of this Taylor Swift debacle that took place. Advanced ticket sales were just a complete, utter mess. General ticket sales were supposed to happen today, and that was canceled by Ticketmaster. They said extraordinarily high demands on ticketing systems and insufficient remaining ticket inventory to meet the demand is the reason why they've decided to cancel general ticket sales for today that were supposed to take place. Now, whether that means that there are absolutely no tickets remaining to sell, or they want to get their systems ready to go to sell what remains, nobody knows. They're not really saying. So it's very, very frustrating for Taylor Swift fans. And, you know, we've been trying to find out what the status is. You know, are more tickets at some point going to go on sale? And aside from the ridiculous ticket prices that are on the resale sites right now, there really is no new information about that. We'll keep you posted. I went to one of the ticket resale sites today just to see what tickets were going. The lowest ticket price that I saw for a single ticket, nosebleed, $600.
Wow.
And there, like main floor, really good seats, get this, $90,000.
Yeah, that's
for one ticket.
Swifties reaction.
You can buy one Taylor Swift seat or go buy a Lamborghini.
The Soldier Field shows June 2, 3, and 4. You wonder if it gets closer, if those prices will go way down because they've got a lot of seats to fill, don't they?
Well, they claim that they've already sold quite a few.
No.
But who knows? I know that it's not uncommon for shows to hold tickets back. They hold them back for, friends of the performer, friends of the dancers.
Friends of Dean Richards.
Media seats are often included in that. Not that I necessarily want to go to this, but
hey, she puts on a great show.
But if I should go. I'm sure she does. I'm sure she does. I'm busy that night.
Sure, you are.
Whatever it is. But, you know, so maybe there'll be more seats available. But you know what's missing out of this whole thing? Taylor Swift has not said one word about any of this. And to me, I know I'm not supposed to say anything bad about Taylor Swift, but really, not a single word. I know this isn't how she wants her fans to be treated, but you know, somebody's got to say something. Somebody's has to respond. There has to be more than senators and attorney generals saying, you know, Ticketmaster, there's a problem here. The artists have to go, I am not selling my tickets this way. I'm going to do it another way. Garth, as I had mentioned before, Garth Brooks has a one price, very easy, first come, first serve kind of way of selling his tickets. And there's no reason why an artist with the stature of Taylor Swift cannot dictate exactly how she wants her tickets to be sold. So hopefully she's going to get involved. But that's me. And, you know, haters going to hate. So.
Well, let's hope that she hasn't said anything because she's working with her people on a better system to get tickets at reasonable prices out to the fans.
Yeah, well, that would be fantastic if that happened.
What's the update on Jay Leno today?
Jay Leno still in that burn center in the Los Angeles area. Tim Allen put out an update on social media yesterday saying that he went to visit him in the hospital and said that, you know, he said he's doing fine, that he's handsome and that he's happy and that the hospital is doing a great thing. But he did comment saying that the former Tonight Show host has some pretty severe burns. He's got a tough road in front of him with more surgeries. And as Tim Allen put it, he's treating this like he stubbed his toe, you know, like it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. What a shock that a guy would do that when they're in the hospital or not feeling well, try to downplay it all.
Yeah, especially but, him. That's what he does.
Yeah. But he's, doing well, stable condition. And we'll keep you posted on that.
Dean has some troubling news this morning about Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, the mighty Thor actor. Found something out that is of concern to him. He's doing a new series that's called Limitless that shows personal and physical challenges for this guy who is, you know, like in absolutely perfect condition. But in one episode that he was doing, he was showing ways to enhance longevity and combat aging. So they did some tests on him that really anybody could, go and get tests done if their doctors approve it. But it turned out that he has got two copies of the APOE4 gene. And for those of you who don't know what that is, which I suspect is all of us, it is a gene that shows that you have a heightened predisposition for developing Alzheimer's disease. So he's got one from his mother and one from his father. They did all the blood work. So he has a double predisposition for developing Alzheimer's disease. So, you know, he went into this episode just to, you know, show what this does and came out of it with this, little shocking discovery that it's something that he's going to have to keep an eye on now for the rest of his life. They say that he is 8 to 10 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's.
Frightening. And how old did you say he is?
He would be 39 years old.
Wow. All right, let's get to your list of things to do and see this weekend.
Yeah, lots of fun things to do. The Lion King is back in Chicago. It's over at the Cadillac Palace Theater, and it is going to be running way past the holidays, all the way till January the 14th. I haven't seen this production yet. But The Lion King is simply one of the best musical that's ever been produced and perfect for the whole family. Also, the Paramount Theater in Aurora is opening up their holiday production for the season. They're doing The Sound of Music, and I've seen some clips of it. I'm actually going to go out there and see it on Sunday night, so I'll be able to tell you more about this next week. But Sound of Music at the Paramount is running through January the 15th. Bob is much classier than most of us. I'm sure you're going to be going to the Lyric Opera's production of Verdi's Don Carlos.
I love the opera this type of year. You bring in some chocolates, you take a nap. If you're in a box, it's really nice because you can go on the floor.
Yeah,
I've done that.
Very relaxing to go to the opera. That's going on through November 25th. I wish they keep that singing down. I'm trying to take a nap in here. The Genesee Theater in Waukegan's got a stage production of Legally Blonde on Saturday. The theater Wit in Chicago is winding up its world premiere engagement of the thriller that's called Locust. Now, in music this weekend, we've got R&B superstar Trey's Songs, Chicago Theater on Saturday. We've got the Rockers Drive-By Truckers at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn on Saturday. Patti Smith and her son Jackson Smith playing at the Old Town School of Folk Music. Also, one of the last original Monkees, Mickey Dolenz, playing the Arcata Theater in St. Charles on Saturday, the Des Plaines Theater on Sunday, and 90s rockers Better Than Ezra playing the House of Blues on Sunday. Two movies real quick. One I think we're going to be talking about at Oscar Times, the straightaway drama, really, really good movie about the two reporters that broke the Harvey Weinstein story for the New York Times. If you loved Spotlight or All the President's Men or The Post, this is a fantastic movie about journalism doing what it does best, and I highly recommend it. It's really smart and compelling and compassionate. Dean's List A on that one, and a dark comedy about the pompous world of fine dining It's called The Menu. It's a really funny movie. This is one of my pet peeves about the pretentiousness of the dining experience. I gave that one a Dean's List B+. It's called The Menu.
Dean on the radio here Sunday with the Butterball Turkey Tuck Line Lady. We'll be listening to that.
Yes, we'll base it all for you on Sunday.
Have a good one.
See you, Bob.